Hey, would you call them up at home and find out what the deal is today?
I sure will.
Will you call them right now, please?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye. For my own sake, I'm worried about him. Does that make sense?
Chemo causes nausea, doesn't it?
What's that?
Can't chemotherapy cause nausea?
Stop it. He doesn't have cancer.
I don't think he does.
Maybe just brain cancer, like I said, but just like everybody here has brain cancer.
Absolutely.
Because they're so stupid. Yeah, you got to have brain cancer to work here.
You do have to die of something.
What he has is some sort of virus, I'm sure.
Really?
I would just love to get his side of the story. What kind of virus?
What's it, 3 days?
3 days. 3 days.
It's your standard 96-hour virus. I'm sure he'll be fine. Like many of us, I'm sure he had no flu shot. Because the president said don't do it.
It's May, Rob.
Oh, needles make him cry, though.
Well, of course. But not getting a flu shot also made him cry.
Maybe it was food poisoning.
I hope our needling hasn't made him cry.
Maybe it was a bad hot dog. That laid Tony down for a long time.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Engineers and bad hot dogs, you know.
They don't
know. How's your needle?
How's your wiener?
How's your Frank?
Okay, where is he at? Come on now. Let's get the guy.
How's your Frankfurter?
All right, I'll wait to hear back from Beth Ann about that. Yesterday in the show, at some point late in the show, we tried to call Bob Mailman, who's over in Japan right now.
Well, we did call successfully.
Yeah, we did, and we had a very short conversation with him.
Oh. We had determined that he was asleep.
Hold on, here is Bridget Jones. Hi.
Hey. He doesn't want to come to the phone.
Oh, what did he have to say?
I've never talked to him. It's always his girlfriend.
That's weird.
Said, well, will you go on and tell him? No, I don't. You know, she doesn't have anything to do with it.
Hold on a second. Now, listen, I'm PW'd like the worst in the world. I'll be the first to stand up and say that, okay? My life is run by my wife, okay? But I'm not hiding in a room, afraid to talk to...
I don't know if he's afraid. I mean, he really could be sick, and he just didn't want to...
Well, what's wrong with him?
He doesn't have the energy to spar with us?
He had some type of... They thought over the weekend they ate something that may have been bad. And,
well, I sucked down a large Wendy's chili before I came to work. You don't see me crying.
Over how many days, though, does this last?
I don't know. I don't have his medical chart.
Well, would you call her back, and would you just say this to her? Would you say that we're concerned about the fact that we think that we're the reason?
That he's not feeling...
That he's not coming into work?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because we talked about him crying?
Get an answer on that, at least.
Excellent idea.
Okay.
Can you call her on a phone right now so we can hear you? I mean, so we can't hear her, but we can hear you?
Your end of the conversation.
How do we do that?
That's all we got right now.
Here's what you do. You pick up another phone, like Joe's phone.
Okay.
And you just call her up, and you just sit your phone down and let us hear what you say to her.
Okay, hold a second.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Beth Ann McBride again. Donna Mike is concerned that perhaps the illness is being generated by their constant...
Do you hear that?
What?
I'm starting not to feel well.
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
Just say there, just what Mike just said. What we were just saying.
Well, I didn't hear.
And we are.
Hi, this is Beth Ann McBride.
Hi, this is Beth Ann McBride. And Don and Mike were concerned that their constant barbs on Matt with this crying finger.
Maybe physically manifesting in your boyfriend.
Yes.
Okay, one moment.
We should send him something, if it's not flowers, like a basket of handkerchiefs.
Beth Ann again.
Oops, here we go.
It's Beth Ann. Don and Mike wanted me to call you back because they're a little concerned because they think that maybe they may have something to do with Matt not feeling well. Are you sure?
Can this poor man speak for himself?
You were laughing? He doesn't have cancer, does he?
Good question.
Thanks, Bethany. That's a good one, really.
Nothing deadly?
Nothing deadly.
What do you think it is? If he had a medical chart, what do you think you'd be writing down?
The disease of shame.
Beth Ann's doing an excellent job, incidentally, yeah?
Okay, well, you know, if he doesn't get...
Run back there and ask her to ask how come... How she feels living with a crybaby.
Okay, bye-bye.
You're not going to make it. Forget it, Rob. You're not going to make it. Yes, we did.
Rob?
Rob,
that was one of
the... What did Rob say?
No, I was laughing at Rob going out of the gate. Don gave him he came out of the starting gate and he kind of I saw two legs go in two totally different directions.
It was so exciting.
I had a final question. So the girlfriend did all the speaking for Sickly Matt.
Correct.
Yeah, and she said
that they have nothing to do with it. Huh. Are you sure? Oh no, somebody said if he had a medical chart. What do you think would be the problem? Yeah. Some intestinal virus.
Intestinal virus. What a big baby, then.
Well, he's well enough to get up and come to work and labor, but not well enough to speak on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, he may have just, you know, spent himself this morning.
Is it a problem with intestinal virus or a problem with intestinal fortitude?
Call her back and ask her that.
What say you?
Call her back. And, Rob, what was the question?
Was intestinal fortitude or intestinal something else?
No, was it an intestinal virus or intestinal fortitude?
What's it like to live with a crybaby?
I'm not asking that.
What's it like to live with such a sensitive guy?
Now you're putting words in Beth Ann's mouth. Now you're going to get more hateful than you normally are.
Okay, now which is the, you get one question. What is it?
Okay. Okay, here's the one question.
Okay.
Can Matt speak? Can we understand he's sick.
Okay.
We understand he has a stomach virus.
Okay.
But it seems that we're being stonewalled every time. So can we please speak to him?
Okay.
We'd like to put this to rest.
Okay. For you guys.
And we'd like a photo of him holding today's paper.
One moment.
Because now we're not feeling well.
Wanted me to call back.
That's a whole other subject.
Can he speak? Is it that he cannot speak?
Are you talking to us, darling?
He doesn't want to speak.
No, she's on with a girlfriend.
Not a throat virus.
He's lying down.
Lying down. Bring the telephone.
Okay, you could bring him the telephone.
Yeah.
You could bring him the telephone.
There's not a phone by the bed.
He doesn't want to talk.
Why? Tell her we're concerned for his safety now.
Would you ask her to ask him why he doesn't want to talk?
Okay. What, he what now?
He can't run from this forever.
No.
Tell him old Yellowstein. You know, he's got to... He's got to come in.
It gets bigger and bigger each day he doesn't speak to us.
Okay. I have both of you speaking to me. She's speaking to me. What did you say now?
Tell her that every day that he doesn't come in, it gets bigger and bigger.
And now she's saying something to you?
She's saying something to me right now.
What is she saying?
Okay. Well, they just feel that if they don't talk to him, this will just get bigger and bigger for both of them.
And if God forbid.
She did a very nice thing of masking that threat.
Okay, well, she wanted me to tell you that you can feel whatever you want to feel. He doesn't feel well.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Tell her I said he's a baby.
Okay.
You can say that from Don.
I'm really hoping that he has a speedy recovery.
He's a baby. No, hold on.
I hope he feels better.
All right, hold on a second.
Okay, bye, Wanda.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, Wanda.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Wanda? Hello? She's gone.
What do you mean
she's
gone? She was on my cell phone.
I was on. I didn't know.
Ah.
God forbid, if he takes a turn for the worse and we haven't resolved this.
Oh, my God. I thought it was bad.
I thought she was on that phone so I could just pick up and say, hey, come on, honey, what's happening there?
Honey?
You know, and I asked her several times if she'd go on.
Sickness or not sickness, we won't be ignored.
Do you have any pets?
It's quite frustrating. Yeah. Was there a boiled rabbit on the stove?
I hate to think that we're like the kids at school that are bullying another boy, and now he won't come. Now he's making his daddy drive him to school every day, and he's changing his hours around.
That he's really just sick?
No.
Okay.
3 days?
Not likely.
No. And he's only been here for what, like 6 months? That's all his sick leave for the next 4 years.
God, I mean, it's not like he's not aware of it. They're listening to it right now. Do you think that he's crying while he's listening? And she's like, shut up, be a man. They're calling.
Might go the other way where he's liking the attention. That has happened, too, in the past. Where he's, if they're laughing, they're kind of enjoying this. But I don't think they're that sophisticated. Just my opinion. And I've never met this woman. Just my opinion.
You've barely met him.
Well, just based on my meeting him.
He's not sophisticated.
No.
He's about as sophisticated as my left toe.
Right.
That's the bad one.
He could indeed be a big baby.
Yeah. Oh, no, he is.
Yeah. Am sick. Pull blanket up to chin. Don't take off. Chills. Soup. Cracker baby. Lick wounds. Suck poison out.
Was. Change.
Change
again. Diapy. Change
diapy. Take temperature again. Take temperature more.
Take temperature more accurately.
Well, it should be interesting because Tony has to be out of town tomorrow and Friday, so.
Oh, so what you're saying is since Matt is the second in charge of the engineering department, he really physically would have to be around.
Right.
Okay, good. Well, I hope he's feeling well enough to come in tomorrow.
And I told her that, and I'm sure she's giving him your best.
Where's Tony going?
He's going to Richmond.
Why are you laughing?
I don't
Rob,
know.
Listen, don't start that if you're not going to finish it.
Okay.
Okay.
I withdraw the remark.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Okay.
I think Matt will be at work tomorrow, and we will put closure on this tomorrow.
Yeah.
I look forward to it.
We all do.
Unless is it wife or girlfriend?
It's the girlfriend.
The girlfriend has him shut up in the office and is screening his calls.
And he's sitting there and he's just taped up. He's chained to the bed.
No, he's in a comforter. He's wrapped up in the chair.
Like a cocoon.
Yeah.
Like a sarcophagus.
Like a gold tape over his mouth.
Maybe it's like misery.
Right, yeah. He's been hobbled.
Hey, go get me that tape where she hobbles him. Would you grab that, please, Rob?
We're going to take you in a moment to Matt the engineer's bedroom.
Where he's
having a conversation with his
girlfriend, Wanda.
Shortly after he tried to run out of the apartment to free himself from her.
With a knife in it.
And there's the setup.
Wanda, which reminds me, I saw Wanda Sykes, who I love. I saw her on The View today.
Yes.
I just got something to say to you, baby. Wear a wig. Wanda Sykes had just her regular, I guess, her regular hair.
Deadhead?
No, it looked like, I'm trying to think of a brother that doesn't shave his head. I mean, she had, like, man hair.
Okay.
She had short, very short. Say the same thing about any chick that
right.
Wearing hair that short. Thank you, Rob. Here we go.
We now go to Matt the engineer's bedroom as he has a conversation with his girlfriend.
Paul, do you know about the early days at the Kimberly Diamond Mines? Do you know what they did to the native workers who stole diamonds? Don't worry, they didn't kill them. That would be like junking your Mercedes just because it had a broken spring. No, if they caught them, they had to make sure they could go on working. But they also had to make sure they could never run away.
That's Matt in the background.
The operation was called hobbling.
And here,
hobbling?
Whatever you think I'm not doing, please don't do it. And he's God.
Shh, darling.
I think he's listening to this right now.
God, thanks.
Eddie,
please!
Almost done. Just one more.
Well, he won't be going back to work anytime soon, Mr. Mr. Man. So much for that. I'm calling the shots now.
Bitchly Calcorn. You effing seed.
I think misery should be added to my holiday movie list.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
I watched Mommy Dearest last Thanksgiving. I think we'll put misery on as a double feature.
Happy holidays. Got a break. Be right back. Oh, and the trip to Las Vegas. We'll give it away soon. It's courtesy of IndependenceAirFlyEye.com.
This is the Don and Mike Show.